Russian collusion hoaxer Representative Goldman baselessly attacks Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris as fringe journalist. By Nick Gilbertson on July 20, 2023. Representative Daniel Goldman, DNY, who pushed the Russia collusion hoax, fussed over Breitbart News politics editor Emma Jo Morris being a witness at the U.S. House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government hearing Thursday, attacking her as a fringe journalist in a bizarre 30-second statement. After Representative Jerry Connolly, DBA, accused Morris's fellow witness, Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., of attending the hearing for cynical reasons, he yielded his time to the freshman Goldman, who spoke solely to target Morris without naming her. "Thank you to the distinguished gentleman from Virginia. We don't have a lot of time to dig into questions. But I would just note for my colleagues on the other side of the aisle who are former prosecutors, you well know that the opinions of a journalist don't amount to actual evidence of anything, and it is a sign of the desperate attempt to satisfy your conspiracy theories that you're bringing a fringe right reporter to provide evidence for your investigation, and I yield back." Morris, who is at the hearing to testify about the censorship of the infamous Hunter Biden laptop from hell story she broke at the New York Post in the lead-up to the 2020 election, was not given a chance to respond to the aspersion from Goldman, who was a prominent spreader of the false allegation that former President Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Using his own time to speak after a brief recess, Goldman bizarrely claimed that because the story was censored, which included locking the New York Post's Twitter account for at least 12 days, it received more attention. Watch the video here. And there is no doubt that this article received far more attention because of the controversy than it would if it had ever been published without any controversy, he said. The sentiment neglects that public perception of the legitimacy of the article at the time was undoubtedly greatly influenced by the censorship of big tech companies.